In the shotgun, the line of scrimmage, the 31-yard line of LSU. There's the snap. Jones looking. Jones now throwing to the end zone, and it is complete!
Touchdown!
Oh, my! I can't believe it!
DeCorey
31
Birmingham.
Yards to DeCorey Birmingham in the back of the end zone, and this game is tied at 20-20.
Wednesdays with Wally is presented by Dultec Timber Corporation, the developer of Little Rock's Chenal Valley and Red Oak Ridge in Hot Springs. Learn more at chenal.com.
So I said I'm Welcome back in the zone. Justin Akre, Wally Hall, now joined by the head coach of the defending champion, Stuttgart Ricebirds, Billy Elmore, who is not only a great coach, but much like Coach Bielema, one of the great tweeters in society. Coach, good to see you. How are you?
Good to see you. Good to be here again. Ready to start high school football again, I guess.
I actually didn't get on Twitter until last fall. So I think the first – Jeff Hankins talked me into it during the first Security Kickoff Classic last year.
Yeah.
And I started following you last year. So you're not quite as controversial as Coach, but you're very entertaining on that.
Well, I don't have as many followers as Coach. So, I mean, if I had as many – you know, of course, my followers are probably going up right now as we speak. But, you know, if – I don't know, you know. I mean, he responds to all those guys from Wisconsin, and boy, they get crazy with some of that stuff. But boy, you got to like the fact that he's got a personality about it.
Yes,
you
know? He does. I
mean, he doesn't back down.
Where do your haters come from?
Man, there's a lot of them.
Yeah.
You know, when you coach, you know, you it's part of the business. You understand that. You've got some people that you know, a guy told me yesterday, he said, for every year that you're out of school, you lose 10% of the people that liked you.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm down to about 70% in Stuttgart now. So, you know, in a couple of years, it'll be a 50-50 deal. So we'll see.
Wow.
You know, I guess maybe a state championship might add a few more positives to it.
Yeah, but, you should get 20% back at least.
In Stuttgart, though, that gets you through about the first half of the first game. So next Tuesday, you know, if we're not playing well in the first half, we'll be hearing about it. But that's part of the business. That's why you're, you know, at the places that you're at is you want to be successful and you want to be a place where they demand that. And, you know, that's part of it. My family and I, we understand that. So.
Yeah. We're going to be at UCA tomorrow, and Coach Conk always talks about expectations. And, you know, I'll say, well, you guys got big expectations. He says, we always have big expectations, you know. So they have a certain level they expect to meet, and it's a lot more fun being with a fan base that has expectations every year.
Okay? It is. I mean, they
– Beats apathy.
Well, yeah, that's right. And, I mean, they give us everything that we need support-wise and all those things, and then they expect you to produce. And that's fair. I mean, that's you know, I said long ago in coaching that I want to be in a situation to where I don't ever want to sit back and say, boy, if this were to happen or if we could get this, then, you know, we'd have a chance. You know, we've got all those things there.
Mm-hmm.
So with that being said, the expectations don't change. You know, somebody asked me that, and I said, no, the expectations for this year are like no different from any other year. You know, and in a program like Stuttgart that, you know, what George Burke built, Bobby Bowling expanded upon, Todd Barnes was there, you know, he expanded on it. You know, I'm not naive enough to think that I'm building anything. I'm maintaining it and trying to, you know, just get the program, just try to keep it going the way it's been throughout history.
How many kids do you have coming out now?
Last year we had about 50. This year we're down to 40. And that's another thing is, you know, our expectations from our coaches and our expectations for kids to be in our program, that doesn't change. You know, the fact that we won a state championship, people look into that and they say, well, I guess you got 70 kids out for football now. And that's untrue. It's you know, in off season we're like everybody else. We'd have 60 or 70. But, you know, I don't feel like I can show up every day, or I can't do the demands that, you know, we put our kids through in the summer, you know, showing up and lifting weights every morning at 7 and, you know, doing those type things. They just kind of start thinning themselves out. You know, it's not a – I can probably count on one hand the number of kids I've had to dismiss. But, you know, then again, there's probably 25 that aren't there that were there in the spring.
Billy Elmore joining us in the zone, and I'm looking through last year. Obviously, we always sell for the first Security Classic the ability to start and end here at War Memorial Stadium, and we haven't had too many people do it. Maybe PA did it once, I guess, but you guys did it last year, and convincingly, you guys had one. We had a couple of unbelievably dramatic state championship games last year. You guys were not one of them, so obviously it doesn't give you any benefit this year. What you lose quite a bit, though, right, off last year's team?
We had 18 seniors, and there's no doubt, and You know, people, you know, we're going to have seniors this year too, you know, but there's no doubt we lost a lot of good football players, and there's spots to be filled. But the flip side of that is you got to think that all the guys that are going to be taking these spots were practicing every day against the 4A state champions. So they practiced every day against, you know, the best football team in the state in our classification. So, you know, they're going against them. It's something that, you know, they just, for lack of a better way to say it, we tell them we just hadn't had the bullets fired at them yet. You know, what are they going to do? Are we going to duck in the foxhole? Are we going to come back up and start firing back? And that's what we really don't know yet, and that's the part of it that the coaches can't answer, and quite honestly, our kids can't answer that yet, is you know, how are we going to react Tuesday when, you know, somebody punches us in the mouth? Are we going to, you know, are we going to respond to that in the right way? And, you know, that's always the exciting part about starting a new season, is because those are the things you just don't know. But, again, we feel like we've got a chance to have another good football team, and we'll just kind of start it off Tuesday.
A 13-1 season last year, and your lone loss, I thought it was interesting as I looked through here, your lone loss was 28-7 to Lone Oak, and then you come back and
I don't know what you're talking about.
They win the state title. I'll tell Wally. They won the state title by the exact same score. And some coaches and players have talked about things they've learned through a loss. So when you – and obviously you don't think about it, but think that it all propelled you guys, that helped kind of get you guys back maybe in check? Was there anything that was missing, or didn't have a great day?
I really did. You know, we won the state championship at Glen Rose in 2007, and same thing happened. Week 10, we're undefeated, Bauxite's undefeated, and, man, we go lay an egg. We got beat like 36-6, and Coach Watson and them, man, they were on cloud nine. And, you know, like 5 weeks later, we beat Shiloh for the state championship. So I think it's the same thing happened last year, is it really does kind of, man, your kids, you know, you're dealing with 16 to 18-year-old kids. And, I mean, as coaches, we're the same way. You know, you get to hearing about how good you are. Boy, you've got it all figured out. You know, these guys are, you know, you start reading your press clippings, hearing about yourself on the radio, and next thing you know, you get hit in the face, and it's how do you come back and respond from that? And our kids really did. They responded. We got to refocus. And I don't know that we would have been as successful as we were if week nine wouldn't have happened. So, you know, you look at it, sure, we'd like to have been 14-0. But, hey, we ordered state championship rings at the end of it, so that's really what matters.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I guess the record's not that important. Billy Elmore joining us here, and Stuttgart about to take part next Tuesday again in our First Security Kickoff Classic. And, you know, we started looking ahead to the 2014 season with the Razorbacks recently. So do you guys have your – I guess you've got your schedule set for the next season?
We
need to start recruiting you for the next time around, Coach.
Recruiting?
Because we want to have you back for the next cycle.
We've got a – in pencil, you know how it is. You got to work a lot of things out, but tentatively, I guess we're looking at Arkadelphia, which was, you know, where I'd come from a couple of years ago, and Warren, which is, you know, they're a traditional 4A power, and DeWitt, we're going to play them kind of as a local, you know, it's a local rivalry,
yeah.
And we hadn't played in a couple of years, so we're picking that game back up. So this is an exciting time. You know, you call around and just start looking for people to play,
yeah.
You know, and it's – you want to have a mix. You want to have, you know, some good football teams on there. We feel like we try to challenge ourselves as far as what we're going to do in the preseason.
You talked about not knowing until you see it on the field, and
right.
Especially when you got so many unproven guys. And Coach Bielan was going through that a little bit, not only with his – because his staff and the players have not interacted
right.
When they've been under the fire of a game situation. What do you do to the best of your ability to try to simulate that and trying to get guys ready for that situation?
I think you put pressure on them in practice. You know, we do that. We also – now, we team camp about once a week. And, well, for those of you that haven't had an opportunity, you know, there's a big article Robert Yates wrote about, you know, our team camp at North Little Rock and Pine Bluff. And we team camp with them once a week. And – you know, for us, the speed of the game, I mean, we're competing against, you know, I think the preseason ranked number one 6A team and the preseason ranked 7A team, number one in the state. So as we go into our camp, we might have been pushed around a little bit from time to time, but that's okay because now we can go back and we can build off that and we can see where we're at. And quite honestly, sometimes the speed of the game isn't as fast as what we see in the summer. You know, when the fall comes around, maybe it slows down a little bit from what we saw in the summer. You know, most people who are playing, they're not going to have a Juwan Day or an Alti Tenpenny,
right,
you know, sitting out there. So it's a I think that's something that helps our kids out when, you know, when we do go back and, you know, we scrimmaged Warren the other night, and as great as Warren is, you know, the North Little Rocks and the Pine Bluffs, they've got exceptional players as well. So, you know, it kind of balances that out. But again, you do that, you put the pressure on in practice, and then hopefully the games are, you know, a little bit easier.
We were talking to Baz at the end of the show with No Name, and he said there were three linebackers from Stuttgart that were on the team with him in Fayetteville.
Yeah.
What about, you got any guys that you're looking at as potential collegiate players?
Well, we don't know. You know, that's really not up to us. And we tell our kids all the time, you know, we'll send the film out. I can't get you a college scholarship. I tell our parents that every day. Any high school coach that tells you they can get your son a college scholarship is, you know, I don't know what they're selling, but I'm not buying it.
Small.
Because, you know, it's every college is going to decide if a kid can play for them. And then, of course, the first thing we got to do is get them academically eligible. The second thing we got to do is make them good young men. So when they do come in, and a college coach does come in, I always tell our guys, I'm not going to lie for you. You know, I'm going to tell them the truth. You know, if you're a trouble in practice, if you don't want to do things the right way, then that's exactly what I'm going to say. If you do everything right, I'll be more than happy to tell them that. But after that, there's going to come a certain point where, you know, Coach Bielema or somebody's going to sit down, a Coach Knight at Wichita or Coach Harson, they're going to sit down and they're going to evaluate the film and they're going to make the decision on whether somebody can play.
Fair point. Coach, good luck. Appreciate you coming by today, and we'll
see
you again next Tuesday, and good luck the rest of the season.
Sounds good. Appreciate it, guys.
All right. That's Billy Elmore, head coach of the Stuttgart Ricebirds. You were defending state champions. Again, did it right here, 28-7 over Ozark. So see if they can pull it off again. No pressure or anything. I mean, it's got one feather in the cap here, so that's good. We'll be back in just a minute. It's 10:45. Justin Ankry, Wally Hall. We'll talk a little more college football. We'll visit with some of the other coaches that are going to be involved in the first